And now this is a dictation for Randy Rickman, R-Y-C-K-M-A-N, April 26, 1960. Address as a letter, Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Holmes, follow up for Randy, chronic kidney disease, probably diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit September, no hospital visits, has lost weight, being physically active, paying attention to diet, denies vomiting, no dysphagia, diarrhea, no bleeding, tongue nocturia, no incontinence, no infection, cloudiness of blood, has COPD, is still smoking one pack per day, no pyrrole material hemoptysis, not requiring any oxygen, other review system done being negative, medication list review, I will highlight lisinopril, exposed to narcotics, diabetes, cholesterol management, inhalers, way down to 217, blood pressure 129/81 by nurse, COPD changes and wheezes anteriorly, distant clear, distant heart tones, but appears regular, no ascites tenderness, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is April, creatinine 1.4, which is baseline, GFR 56 is stage 3, normal electrolyte acid base, normal calcium, A1C well controlled at 6.2, has a low HDL with an LDL of 86, previously normal albumin and phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms. Blood pressure in the office, very acceptable. Well-controlled diabetes. There has been no need to change diet for potassium, no bicarbonate replacement, no phosphorus binders, no EPO treatment. Unfortunately, still smoking and has physical findings for COPD. A prior history of obstructive uropathy. Presently not symptomatic. Presently no active kidney stones. In the past caused left-sided hydronephrosis. Come back in 6 months.